Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital sea to bring you the pearls of cutting-edge technology. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex, the quirky, and the downright nerdy.
And I'm Jamie, the one who asks the questions you're all thinking, mostly because I'm probably thinking them too. Today we're tackling something special, aren't we, Alex?
Absolutely, Jamie. We're diving into the world of Svelte, the modern guide to building lightning-fast web apps. It's not just another framework, it's a compiler that's changing how we think about web development.
Svelte, huh? Sounds sleek, but what makes it stand out in the crowded sea of JavaScript frameworks?
Great question. Unlike traditional frameworks like React or Vue that add a runtime layer, Svelte compiles your code into highly efficient vanilla JavaScript at build time. This means no framework overhead and a reactive design that automatically updates the DOM. Think of it as getting your cake and eating it too, without the calories.
I love cake, but seriously, that sounds impressive. No runtime framework overhead? How does that even work?
It's all about the compilation step. Svelte takes your declarative components and turns them into imperative code that directly manipulates the DOM. And because it's compiled, Svelte knows exactly which parts of the DOM need to update when your app's state changes. It's like having a GPS for your app's UI updates, avoiding any unnecessary detours.
A GPS for UI updates. I like that. But I'm curious, how do you get started with Svelte? Is it a steep learning curve?
Not at all. If you're familiar with basic HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, you're good to go. Setting up a modern Svelte environment takes less than 5 minutes. Plus, Svelte's syntax is very intuitive. Think of it as writing regular JavaScript with superpowers. And for those who love TypeScript, Svelte plays nicely with it too.
Okay, setting up sounds easy enough. But what about creating components? That's where the real magic happens, right?
Exactly. In Svelte, components are just .svelte files. You write your markup, styles, and logic in a single file. And reactivity? It's as simple as assigning a new value to a variable. Svelte automatically re-renders the relevant part of your app.
Hold up. You're saying I can just change a variable and Svelte takes care of updating the DOM for me? No use state, no set state?
Precisely. No hooks or tricky state management patterns. Just change your data and Svelte updates your app. It feels like magic, but it's all thanks to the compiler working behind the scenes.
This is blowing my mind, but there's gotta be a catch. What about performance? How does Svelte stack up against the big players like React?
Svelte excels in performance, mainly due to its compile time magic. Since there's no virtual DOM diffing, updates are surgically precise. Bundle sizes are smaller, startup is faster, and you get features like code splitting and SSR caching right out of the box. It's like having a sports car that's also fuel efficient.
A sports car, huh? Fast, sleek, and efficient. Everything I want in a web framework. But what about real-world applications? Where does Svelte shine and where might it fall short?
Svelte is ideal for projects where performance and bundle size are critical. It's great for building interactive UIs, static sites, and even progressive web apps. However, if you're heavily invested in React or Vue, especially due to specific libraries or tools, that transition might be a bit trickier. It's all about choosing the right tool for the job.
Got it. So before we wrap up, any final thoughts or resources for our listeners who want to dive into Svelte?
Definitely check out the official Svelte documentation. It's a treasure trove of information. And don't be afraid to build something. Whether it's a simple to-do app or something more complex, the best way to learn is by doing. Oh, and keep an eye on SvelteKit for full-stack development. It's like Svelte's bigger, bolder sibling.
Always the bigger sibling. All right, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into Svelte. Alex, thanks for guiding us through the ins and outs of this game-changing framework.
My pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives here at Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Until next time, keep coding and stay nerdy.